this story, the murders of 8 people in a small town in Georgia. There was a guy who called it in. I called 911 that his family essentially had been beaten to death. Well, now, guess what? Police believe that guy, 22-year-old Guy Hines Jr., was behind last weekend's killings at his father's mobile home in Glynn County. Hines' father was among the victims. And a three-year-old child, the only survivor here in this killing spree, is still in the hospital this morning. Funerals for 7 of the victims will be held today. Authorities returned to the home of a California kidnapping suspect to seize his van. The Contra Costa Times reports that Philip Garrido's van was seized yesterday as possible evidence here in the kidnapping of J.C. Dugard. Garrido, you've heard the story. He's the man charged with abducting the then 11-year-old Dugard back in 1991 and having her live at his backyard and some of those tents and the shacks. Well, now the 29-year-old Dugard getting reacquainted with her family.
We heard about the H1N1 virus for the first time just months ago. Now, a new White House report warns that up to 50% of the U.S. population could be infected by the virus by winter. President Obama says he wants to be ready with answers before that ever happens.
We're also making steady progress on developing a safe and effective H1N1 flu vaccine, and we expect a flu shot program will begin soon. This program will be completely voluntary, but it will be strongly recommended.
Continuing along the swine flu topic here, a growing number of you are concerned about the H1N1 virus. In fact, take a look here at these numbers. A new CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll is showing that 39% of you do worry that a family member will get the swine flu. Back in May, a little bit of a difference here. Only 17% voice that concern. Here's another question for you. When asked if you plan to get vaccinated against the virus, 66% said yes, 32% saying no.